What's up, everybody? It is the Anime and Stuff Podcast. My name is Sitz, and I'm here with my good friend, Green Bean, or GBM, or whatever she wants to be called. So, say hello.
Hi. Hi, everyone.
And me and her are both super, super nervous about this, because we don't...
I'm not nervous.
Well, I'm super nervous about it, because... I'm the host, and she is, of course, you are, of course, the co-host, and, for this week, and if she decides she doesn't want to do it anymore, I guess I can get somebody else to do it every once in a while. But anyway, today we are talking about the first two episodes of, Avatar: The Last Airbender, but before we do that, I want to, I want us to introduce ourselves to kind of see who we are. So I'm for this podcast, I'm going by Sitz, S-I-T-S. I don't really know if I wasn't really planning on using my real name because obviously I wasn't born Sitz, but, yeah. So I'm Sitz and she is Green Bean. I've already explained all this. So anyway, I'm 25. I do vlogs every once in a while. And, yeah, so, I'll shout out my stuff at the end. But, introduce yourself.
Alright, so I am Gina. That is my real name. Also known as GB, Gigi, Gina Bina, a bunch of random names. Let's see. Sitz invited me to do this podcast, and of course I'm really nice, so I said I would. I'm a student on summer break, so obviously I have nothing to do with my life currently. And that's pretty much it. I'm awesome.
She is awesome.
No, I'm not, actually.
She really is. Anyway, we have two friends that we want to shout out to. Because I have one for me, and she has one for her. They're both of our friends, but I thought it'd be better.
They're Turntable Buddies.
Yes, Turntable is an awesome website where you play music. There's a, what's the word I'm looking for? A social aspect to it where you can... It's essentially a music chat room is how I explain it to...
It's pretty awesome.
To my friends and family because I'm like, oh, I'm on Turntable and they're, what's that? Anyway, yeah. So, my shout out is to Palindrome. What is his real name? I don't know. Do you know?
I don't remember. I probably asked him a while back, but I can't remember.
Anyway, Palindrome with a 1 instead of an
I. Let's say it's, what can I guess?
Jim Bob.
Jim? It might be Jim. No, maybe Ryan. It might be Ryan. I don't know. I really don't know. I'm making this up.
All right, anyways. And your shout out is to?
Uke, or Ukulele Sauce, or... Currently Yuki Butt, for some reason. Or Sarah, hi!
And depending on how well this goes, depends on if she'll actually hear this or not.
Exactly. Because it might sound like crap, which it probably will.
Gina has made me swear to not release this unless it's good.
It's not getting released.
Which I think it will.
But I'm negative, so.
Anyway, so now we got all that out of the way. We're going to talk about the first two episodes of Avatar: Last Airbender. Let me look up a synopsis for... Oh, by the way, this is probably not going to be spoiler-free, so if you, by chance, you haven't watched the show, go watch it. It's...
With a crappy movie, but don't watch the crappy movie.
Yeah, the movie is subpar.
By a lot.
Yes. It's kind of it's almost as bad as the not Nightmare Before Christmas, the Series of Unfortunate Events. It's almost as bad as that movie. Oh, it's horrible. It's horrible bad. Anyway, The Last Airbender.
Well, the first episode was called Boy in the Iceberg.
Yes.
It's about Katara and Sokka.
Plot. Here we go. 14-year-old Katara and her 15-year-old brother Sokka are near a river.
I didn't realize they were that young. Anyways, go on.
Okay. 14-year-old Katara and her 15-year-old brother Sokka are near a river at the Southern Water Tribe, a small village in the north, South Pole. Sorry. While hunting, they discover an iceberg that shoots a beam of light into the sky. Inside of the iceberg is a 12-year-old boy named Aang and a giant flying bison named Appa. Unknown to them, Aang is the long-lost Mighty Avatar, the only person on the planet able to bend all four elements. 100 years have passed since the Fire Nation has declared war on the other three nations of water, earth, and air in their attempts to conquer the world. This is really long, so, Zuko is an exiled prince of the Fire Nation on a quest to find the Avatar and bring him as prisoner to his father, so he can return home. Essentially, there's these four nations, the Air Nomads, the, I'm totally screwing this up, the Water Air Nomads, Tribe. The Water Tribe, the Earth Kingdom, that's what it's called, and the Fire Nation. And, there's, all four of these nations have people that can, kind of bend or control the four elements that they're named after. There's one person called the Avatar who can learn all four of these. And their job is kind of to protect the world using all the stuff together. So, it's really cool. And Aang, actually, I'm just going to give a spoiler right now from the first two episodes, even though we haven't gotten to the episode yet. He gets, him and his flying bison, Appa, get frozen, I guess right before the Fire Nation started attacking everybody. So there hasn't been an Avatar for 100 years. So Fire Nation is kind of just taking over everything, pretty much. And then in the beginning, we find these two water people from the water village, whatever.
Tribe,
yes. I'm going to get this eventually, I hope. Anyway, so the beginning, Sokka and Katara are riding in a boat, raft, something.
Canoe.
And, first of all, let's talk about Katara a little bit. What is your opinions on Katara? She's a waterbender, by the way.
Yes. Well, she's pretty cool. I don't know. She's awesome. They're all awesome. Well, not all of them, but... And actually, there's not really a character that I absolutely despise besides the Fire King or whatever his name is.
Lord Ozai.
Yeah.
And Sokka...
Katara isn't my favorite. I would say Sokka's my favorite.
Yeah. Sokka's kind of like the
comic relief.
Comic relief character. Because all the bad stuff happens to him.
Aww.
And I think he's one of the characters, I think, that grows the most, I guess, in the series. Because at first, he's super critical about waterbenders and all that stuff. And he's about being the warrior, protecting their tribe in the South Pole. And, I don't really know how I was going with that. But,
and I kind of feel bad for him, because no one takes him seriously.
Right. But, throughout the series, he, you know, he's one of the catalysts for the series. Like, if he wasn't there, things might not have turned out as good as they did.
Yeah, he's definitely important, obviously, but...
So anyway, I guess they're just fishing or something, and Sokka's trying to catch a fish with a spear, and, Katara, although a waterbender, she is not proficient at it. She tries to catch her own. She tries to catch her own fish using waterbending, as she does. But Sokka pops the little, I guess, water bubble, and he gets soaked from head to toe. And he kind of badmouths waterbending. And they're in the South Pole, so there's ice islands everywhere. I don't know what they're called. Anyway,
icebergs.
Anyway, they crash into one, and their boat breaks apart, and it's kind of funny because out of all the Nickelodeon shows I've ever seen, this is the only one I've ever heard the word sexist from, because Sokka, of course, says something about her being a girl, and she gets angry, and she's unintentionally waterbending this huge iceberg behind her, and she just keeps getting so angry, and it just breaks. And out of the water comes this huge globe of ice. And they go and they, I guess, try to find out what's in it. And it opens up and this boy comes out named Aang. And unbeknownst to the other characters, he is the Avatar. He knows it, of course, but the other ones don't. So they find him and they take him back to the water tribe. And actually, before that, let me back up a little bit. We're introduced to one of my all-time favorite characters, Appa, the Sky Bison.
That's your favorite character?
One of them. Him and another character that hasn't been shown yet. But he comes out. He's a giant Sky Bison, and Aang's like, "Oh, this is my flying bison. He can take us back to your home." So they get on top, on his back, I guess, and he doesn't fly. He just kind of floats them back. And so they get to the water tribe, and they play around. Aang is, even though he's actually 112 years old, he's still mentally 12 years old because he's been in ice for so long, but so he's kind of a funny character, too. And, what are you doing over there?
And, like, well, everyone else thinks that airbenders have been extinct.
Yes, right? The Fire Nation has destroyed pretty much all the airbenders.
So, Aang to them was like, "Oh my god, what? Airbender? Crazy! What?" Because they didn't realize any existed anymore.
Right.
Because they didn't. Hence, Last Airbender.
Yes. Yes. So, something else about the airbenders. Each airbender is like in the line of airbenders. So, it's essentially the same person, but different lifetimes.
No, you mean Avatar, not airbenders.
Yes, airbenders. I mean, the Avatars.
Avatar.
trust me, I'll get this sooner or later. Anyway.
The Avatar.
Avatar is born in one of the four nations. And then Aang, for instance, is an airbender. So the next thing he has to learn is waterbending, and then earthbending, and then firebending to learn all four. They have to do it in this specific order. In the spinoff series, Legend of Korra, she is born into the water tribe. So she has to learn...
Yeah, it's a cycle. It's a cycle.
She has to learn...
Earth, fire?
Yeah. So it's a good thing that Aang happened to appear there, because, well, I was about to say they're full of waterbenders, but Katara's the only waterbender in the village. So I'm not going to spoil any more of the story.
Yeah, I was about to say.
I was about to, but I decided not to. Aang being, a little kid, he does what 12-year-old boys like to do.
He also doesn't realize there's a war going on right now.
Right. He's been, of course, as we said, in ICE for the past 100 years. So he doesn't really know about what happened. In fact, I think it might have been episode 2, or maybe the end of episode 1, where Aang's like, well, one of my best friends was a firebender. What are you saying? How is this happening? And it's just been that, you know, that long.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, they go to their village, and I'm trying to remember exactly what happens, because...
Well, what happened was... Him and Katara went out to go penguin sledding,
yes.
Right?
That's what I was getting to, that he's still a child, and the first things he wants to do is go penguin sledding, which is the first thing he says to Katara when he meets her. He says, can I ask you a question? Come closer.
And he's just, yeah, it was pretty amusing.
He's like, will you go penguin sledding with me? And so, when he gets there, Sokka is trying to rally his troops, which are all, like, children. Maybe, like, 5 or 6-year-old children. Which is another funny part in the first episode, where he's trying to get them pepped up to fight, and, they all have to pee.
Or do they? I don't think they have to.
So, excuse me. This is that.
So then they find this old Fire Nation boat.
Right. After they go sledding, they find
We also get introduced to Zuko and Uncle... what's his name? Oh, man. The uncle's name. Iroh.
Ah, yes. We
do get introduced to them.
The villains.
Don't remember my mind.
Zuko is the son of the Fire Lord, and he has been banished from the Fire Nation because of something, which we can't really talk about yet.
Something.
And to get his honor back and to be able to go back into the Fire Nation, he has to prove himself, essentially, and get the Avatar. So when the globe that Aang was in breaks, a giant pillar of light shoots into the sky. And, of course, Sokka sees this because he's looking for the Avatar.
No, Zuko.
What'd I say?
Sokka.
Oh, Zuko. I'm going to do that. Please forgive me.
Cause it's okay. That's why I'm here, right?
I'm yes, changed. Of course.
Every time you mess up.
And so Uncle Iroh is the brother, also, obviously, of the Fire Lord, and he's kind of the mentor of Zuko, and he's a very chill dude. He's always wanting to play. I don't know what that game
is. He's my favorite.
Yes.
Okay. Well, I have a bunch of favorites, but
he's always playing some game. I don't know what it's called, and drinking herbal tea. And he's a really, like, laid back, sort of doesn't do much character, but he's super powerful, as you learn throughout the series. So anyway, they see this pillar of light and they go towards it. And it goes back to Aang and Katara. Aang and Katara are kind of Avatar together. When you put those two words together, it sounds like...
What, Aang and Katara?
Yeah. Aang guitar.
Really?
I don't know.
What? Alright, moving on.
Anyway, so... The end of the first episode ends with them entering into the Fire Nation ship that they find. And they're looking around, and it's at this point that Katara kind of explains everything to Aang, because he doesn't know anything. Well, he knows something, but he doesn't know anything.
Katara kind of annoys me.
Why is that?
Because Katara was just so easily persuaded into, like, going on that ship. And was just like, yeah, let's do this. And she was like, but we shouldn't. And he was like, come on.
Okay. But it's forbidden. Let's go on anyway. Okay. Why not?
I don't know. Though, I probably would have, too. I'd have been like, yeah, sure, let's go.
Let's do it. So, they go in there, and she kind of explains everything to Aang. And, as they're leaving, they trip a booby trap. Which sends, I guess, a flare into the sky. And this is the thing that makes Zuko know that this is the proof I needed to go here, because I know it's the Avatar. And of course, he thinks the Avatar is an old man, and at one point, his uncle is training him. He's like, this man has to be older than 100 years old. Why do I need to, you know, learn all this stuff if he's just an old man that I could defeat easily? And anyway, the first episode kind of ends with that happening. And, second episode...
Well, also, Aang gets kicked out of the village.
Right. They go back...
That's slightly important.
They go back and find... Katara and Sokka's grandmother, I guess, is the leader. Like, the overall leader of the tribe. Because of the Fire Nation attack, all the men in their village have left to fight the Fire Nation. So only the kids and children and women... Kids and children? The kids and women are left. And so they go back, and it's kind of funny at the beginning of the series. Sokka tries as hard to be, you know, this rough, tough guy, and he's just a goofball at heart. Because I feel like because his father left and left him in charge, he feels like he's got to own up to his father. And so, but I'm sure if none of this happened, he would just be a goofy, normal kid. Anyway, they kick him out. They kick Aang out of the Water Tribe because they feel like the Fire Nation is going to come to them since that happened. Anyway, they send him off. Katara almost leaves with him, but Sokka pulls out the family card. And, are you really just going to leave your family? And so Aang leaves by himself. He talks some sense into Katara, and he goes off by himself. And a little bit later, he sees the Fire Nation ships coming towards them. So he runs off to tell them about it. And eventually, Sokka is there with his club thing. Is that also his boomerang? His weapon is a boomerang. And he also has this little club thing.
Uh-huh.
So he's standing there with his little kid army. And is ready to face off against the Fire Nation. And of course, the Fire Nation has these huge giant ships that just carve right into the village because it's made of ice. And it kind of shows how headstrong Sokka is, because he just runs in trying to attack him. It doesn't work at all. And eventually Aang comes there, and he comes to the village, and he starts fighting Zuko. He's fighting him, and he eventually sees that doing that is a danger to the other people, because one of his things that he has is this staff that helps him fly. And he uses it as like a staff, kind of. And he's twirling it and misdirecting the fire from Zuko. And some of the fire goes over the heads of the little children. And he's like, oh, what? I need to stop. I'm going to hurt these people if I keep fighting them. So he goes in and he surrenders to them, says, if you take me, will you leave the people alone? And Zuko agrees, because I think he just wanted to get him and leave. Uh-huh. Seems like other shows, that would happen, and the bad guy was like, attack them anyway. But fortunately, that doesn't happen in this case. And so they take him off.
That's because Zuko... Okay, well, I don't want to ruin everything. But yeah. Zuko really isn't, like, horrible.
For the most part...
He's not a horrible, horrible person.
Right. But we'll get into that if we do other episodes of Avatar. And so... Katara decides she's going to go after Aang because he sacrificed himself for the village. And, it's funny that Sokka also decides that he's gonna go save Aang because, once again, he helped their village. And Katara's trying her hardest to convince Sokka. And Sokka's already raring, ready to go. And he has this boat. And, the grandmother comes out, and she kind of gives them her blessing to go out, for all the same reasons as the other two. But I think Katara is the one that says something about, well, this boat isn't going to get us anywhere against us Fire Nation ships. So, Appa appears, and, it's kind of funny because the entire first episode and the first half of the second episode, Aang's like, oh, my flying bison, and nobody believes him because he isn't flying. And so they're both sitting on top of Appa and trying to figure out how to get him to fly. And to get him to fly, apparently, he has a catchphrase or something that you have to say to him, which is yip yip. And they're trying to figure this out, and coincidentally, he says it, and Appa flies, and we're like, yay, Appa! And it's one of my favorite parts of the two episodes together, is where Sokka's just like, yeah, he's flying, yeah! And then he notices Katara looking at him, and he's like, oh, well, you know, whatever. Tries to, you know, play it off. That's one of my favorite parts of the entire episode, was just him so excited that Appa's flying, and then trying to have to hold it into himself so he can still be the tough guy that he wants to be. And, yeah. So...
they saved the day. The end. I'm just kidding.
while on the ship, Aang is supposed to be sent to like a jail cell type thing. And, but before he does that, he uses his airbending to get out of the way. And there's this big fight with, what's his name again? Zuko. Oh my goodness. He has this big fight with Zuko, and he eventually wins. And it's kind of bad A, because there's this, like, this metal door, I guess, and Aang keeps using airbending to, like, smush Zuko against walls. And he beats him, and he goes out, and Appa lands, and they fly away, trying with Zuko and, I can never remember his uncle's name. Uncle, what's his name? We'll just call him that. those two are trying to stop him, and they don't. So, anyway, they decide that they're going to go to the Northern Water Tribe, so both him and Katara can learn how to be waterbenders.
Wait, you missed, like, a big part. Doesn't
Aang
use the Avatar State to get out?
Yes, he does.
Which is kind of important-ish, because it's, like, crazy powerful.
You want to explain that a little bit?
Explain what? Sorry?
Explain what happens then.
Oh, all right. Well, the Avatar State is pretty much a state which Aang can go into because he's the Avatar when they're, like, in situations that are super desperate and they need to use powers from all previous Avatars, right? And so I think in this episode what happened was pretty much they were losing the fight. He falls into the water again and goes through that, like, shock thing, like, oh my god, I'm gonna lose. And then it happens and his eyes glow, his tattoos glow, and then he can use, like, awesome, powerful water bending.
Yeah, he's just, like super water bending.
Glacier onto the boat, right?
Right. Right. I did forget that.
Then they get away.
I'm so bad at remembering things in episodes. So yeah, they're going through like this, I guess, overhang of ice, and he goes into the Avatar state and crushes it, and the boat is pretty much stuck in the ice. And he gets on Appa, and they go off to, like I said, the Fire Nation. Wow, the Water Tribe in the North Pole to learn airbending, and of course, Aang, still being a child, he decides, oh, we're going to go do this and do this and do this. I think this... and it's pretty much the premise for the next couple episodes. For one thing, he says he wants to go ride on... goes one place to ride on giant koi fish. And that's what happens in episode 4. He goes there, and they have an adventure there. So, and that's pretty much where the episode ends, correct?
Yes. I believe so.
So, what do you think... Let's do a little discussion. Let's see. How long have we been doing this? This has been going on for 32 minutes. 32:15. What is your overall feelings about the first two episodes?
Well, they're good. I don't know. I really like the beginning of the series as a whole. It's kind of more, like, not intense, I guess, is what I'm trying to say.
Right.
I think all the characters are introduced well. And I like how they all end up changing by the end of the season.
Yeah.
And then at the end of the series, they're completely different, really.
Yeah.
They're all different by then, but...
What I really like about it is it's... The premise in any other thing would be super, 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 super serious. But with this show, they kind of take the time to add funny things. Obviously, because it's a Nickelodeon show, but... It could be on any... I think this could be on any other channel. It could be just... Work just as well. And,
I agree.
Also, I really like the art style. It's kind of anime-ish. That's why we're naming the podcast Anime and Stuff. Because we're not just doing animes. We're doing anime-like things. Like this. And, if we find anything else we want to do. Yeah, I like the art style. It's very reminiscent of Japanese anime, but it still has its own, like, American twist. So, so those are the first two episodes of Avatar The Last Airbender. Episode 1, The Boy and the Iceberg, and Episode 2, The Avatar Returns. So I guess that's kind of the end of the podcast. Hope you guys enjoyed it. I'd like to give out my stuff. You can catch me at YouTube at youtube.com/SirVlogsLot, SirVlogsLot00. I don't know if I said the zeros, but check me out on that. And Twitter at SirSitsALot00. It's pretty much the same thing on all platforms. And I am Sir Sisalot 00 on Turntable. And you want to shout out the Turntable room we usually hang out in?
Nerds Unite Now is pretty much it. Or Sit's Room, which is Play and Sit Anything, right?
Let me look. We haven't been in it so long.
Yeah, we usually use Nerds Unite Now. Oh, Just Sit and Play Anything.
Yes, that's it. So, just look for us on there. We're usually on there just about every day.
Once again, we have no life.
And if you go on this website and hang out with us, you also get to meet the people we shout out. The beginning, Palindrome, and...
Everyone's really cool. Can I shout everyone else?
Yeah, sure, go ahead.
Well, we got Nerd Bomb. What's his real name?
I don't know.
Simon. It's Simon. Okay. And then there's Snickel Fritz. I call him Fritz. Or Fritzy. Anyways, his real name is Sherman. And then there's Peanut Butter Fox. His real name is Matt.
Matthew.
And then...
He's one of the original three of the three of us.
Yeah. On Nerds Unite, the original were actually Pally... Uke and PB. Who else? I think that's pretty much it. We have a few random ones, but those are the regulars now.
Yeah. Originally in my room, it was just me, Gina, and Peanut Butter Fox. I almost just call him just Peanut Butter, which sounds weird.
I call him PB.
PB. PBF is what we call him, and we usually call Gina GBM because her handle is. Do you mind?
No, it's fine.
Green Bean Machine.
Yeah.
Hence her name on here as Green Bean.
Yay.
Since she renounced her name, I guess I'll just... I'm Brandon.
Now everyone knows your name.
I thought we were both not going to reveal the real names, and then she just...
Then I did.
Gina! And I was like, oh no. I guess I have to do it now. But, yeah, so I think this went pretty well. Don't you? We're on Skype right now, so I'm looking at her weirdly.
Thanks for listening.
Yeah, thanks for listening. We really appreciate it. I hope you guys actually get to hear it because of my thing with Green Bean. Dr. Shakta, my friend Keith, he goes on there on Turntable. I know that's way off topic because we already talked about that, but Dr. Shakta goes on there sometimes. That's my BFF Keith, my BFF Jill. You remember that commercial?
No, sorry.
Oh, okay. Anyway, we'll see you guys next time. The next anime we're going to be watching is... Naruto, the original Naruto. Let's see, what episode should we watch? I can't remember if the beginning of Naruto is a two-parter or not.
For Naruto?
Yes.
I can't remember either. I haven't seen that show in, like, years.
So we're trying to do a lot of different animes, No, it's not. It is two different episodes. But we might just watch both of them anyway. Because why not? So, for next week, watch those for your homework, I guess, for to listen to the podcast. And so this has been going on for almost 40 minutes. So I've had a lot of fun. I don't know about Gina, but...
I had
a blast, and having fun is all that really, you know, really matters. So, I guess we will see you guys next time, and, should we have an ending tagline?
We don't have one, though.
How about stay classy and watch some anime?
No. Bye, everybody.
Bye.